This is a Power 98.7 podcast. Now we're talking. Subscribe to Power 98.7 podcasts in iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. There's more on power987.co.za.
7 minutes after 10, it's a Thursday. It is a hashtag disability feature Thursday that we normally do every last Thursday of the month. And without fail, Brasol speaks to us, but this time around, he's not in the studio because he shouldn't be, by and large, as a precaution. Brasol, good evening to you. How are you, sir?
Great, and how are you? And good evening to the Power listeners.
Yeah, you know, this is a very important time to talk about whatever it is that we are going to talk about, but to include the fact that COVID-19 affects, in the main, I suppose, people that are, you know, very close to being affected, are people living with disability, isn't it?
Yeah, indeed. Remember that most of people with disabilities rely on SASSA, and we've already had communication from government saying that the dates are being shifted around. But also beyond that, you have persons with disabilities, some of them being artists who bask in various shopping malls for donations, some even in our commuter trains where they sing, and commuters will then donate money to them. So it is indeed very real how it impacts to people with disabilities.
Some are hawkers.
Unfortunately, even though government has made a number of interventions to support SMMEs, unfortunately, with individuals, they won't be able to prove to government that they were able to make a living out of, the activities they've been embarking upon as artists or even as street beggars. So for that reason, they won't benefit
from government intervention. I was speaking to somebody who is visually impaired, who said, look, even with the issue of the mask, you know, we rely on smell, among others, to walk around, you know, the things that we take for granted, I suppose.
Indeed. In fact, it's so serious that, in fact, next week I was supposed to go for my quarterly checkup at the Tshwane Rehabilitation Hospital. And today I got a call that, in fact, even Tshwane Rehabilitation Hospital was forced to close down because they say it's safer for the patients to be at home during this lockdown period.
Yeah.
So things are really bad.
It's bad.
For that reason, all we can say is as hard as possible.
Good stuff. So you've brought in...
Thing can come to pass.
You've brought in a visitor, as you normally do. Tell us about him before we say hello to him.
In fact, tonight we are bringing a very successful entrepreneur, someone who has risen against all odds to become an award-winning business person. But his passion lies in the space where he empowers people living with disabilities to ensure that they get placed in various companies. But my interest in him, besides the award he has won, was his slogan. He says it's an othering the other. You know, othering the other is a sociological phrase that basically says you look at others, you profile them, and you say they're not the same as you. And as a result, then you have you give yourself the right to denigrate them. And for that reason, you even go to an extent of saying that they don't deserve any form of dignity, of love, of pride, of heroism, of nobility. In fact, they don't deserve any form of basic human rights simply because they are different from you. They are the other.
Okay.
And I just loved his his slogan, and I said, wow, besides all his achievements, let's bring him on board, let him share his story so that he can inspire many of us out there. His name is Zakhele Ngobozi.
Zakhele, good evening to you, sir. How are you?
Good day. How are you doing?
Very well, Zakhele. Are you keeping safe, healthy, taking precautions?
Definitely. I'm home. I'm indoors.
Ah, beautiful stuff. You didn't queue at the Lucas stores outside to stock up for the 21 days, I suppose.
I guess I was very late for that.
Anyway, so tell us about your story, Zakhele.
First of all, also good evening to the Power FM listeners. Power FM listeners.
Yeah.
Well, if I had to give my story, back in my youth, I was involved in an accident that got me into a coma for 6 months.
Mm.
And during that time, of course, I don't know what was happening in my life. Let me just put it that way. So I woke up after 6 months.
Mm.
And when I got up, sadly, I could not walk and I could not talk as well.
Mm.
So you can imagine somebody who went to the best school, you know, spoke the English on another level.
Yeah, and with a twang
and things like that. And the next thing you know, you have to relearn how to talk. You can imagine that.
Yeah.
How that also do to your confidence as a person as well. And I was also in a wheelchair for 14 months, and I also realized how difficult it is to basically maneuver in a workplace, you know, as a person, you know, on a wheelchair, especially with a disability.
Mm.
So that is my story. It took me 6 months to basically learn how to speak again. And I can say I'm still learning. I'm not there yet. There is a bit of speech impediment here and there. But of course, you know what, I didn't allow that to be one of the barriers. Instead, I actually used that as I took the challenge and basically made it something that, you know, I can make something out of it. And that is why I'm here.
You started a business. Tell us about it.
So Modern Centric was established back in 2013, but it's been fully operational since 2017. Mm. Why I started Modern Trick, it was basically my story, how I struggled in the workplace, especially being in a wheelchair and also being with a person who cannot also operate and be able to speak in terms of the speech problems.
Mm.
And I said to myself, since I've been in recruitment for a good 15 years, I then asked myself, do I really still want to focus on just recruitment, or do I want to make a difference? And I decided to just focus on people with disabilities, finding employment for people with disabilities.
Mm.
Yes. Oh, thank you so much. So that's what I focused. Then I then focused on people with disability. I'm going to be honest with you. It was very difficult in the beginning because a lot of doors have been shut on my face. A lot of things that have not been accepted purely because the industry that we are in, a lot of people have destroyed it to basically gain their own benefits.
Mm-hmm.
So you still get people like us who really want to make a difference, you know, to really want to change the world, who really want to make a difference, who want to create an impact. But you still get people who can see that, you know, this is actually a cash cow. They want to make monetary value out of it. So this is also one of the reasons why it's been difficult. But, you know, through perseverance and also believing that, you know, what I'm doing, the service offering that I'm giving to market is actually something that will really, really change the world. I did not give up. I knocked on doors up until doors were open. I'm proud to say that, you know, in a space of 2 years operating, I've already recruited over five employees. So I can practically say that Modern Centric is also an employer. And I also got about 23 learners on my books as well, which belongs to a client of mine in the telco space.
Mm.
And I'm working with various clients in the telecommunications, the big giants in the telecommunications. I'm also working with the financial services, you know, the big banks that you can never imagine, all the four major banks. I'm also operating in that space, even though it's not all the four major banks. I'm also operating in the investment space as well, banking space as well.
Yeah. So I mean, do you find that people respond out of sympathy, or do you find that people respect your abilities as somebody who is living with disability?
To be honest, I would say when you look at my disability, it's an unseen disability. So you get the physical disability, and also you also get the unseen disability, which is on my side, speech impediment. Most people, they don't even realize, even when I speak, you know, they don't even realize that, you know, actually this person has a speech impediment. So it's not that because of, it's not because of sympathy. It's because of myself wanting to change the world and believing in what I have to do.
Yeah. So, Rasol, you know, how do you then extend this particular network of businesses run successfully so by people living with disability? Because I think it's an important part of what should happen in this country.
In fact, you remember Mapule Muloto?
Yes.
That we featured sometime last year.
Yes.
When the listeners called in who are disabled, who said they're struggling to get any form of employment.
Mm.
Then she said, sit down, look at your abilities, what is it that you can do and you can do well, and then give yourself a job instead of going around looking for a job from someone else. And as a result, and this is true because you have so many people who are disabled, who are self-employed. Some are writers, many have published books, some are musicians, and some are even becoming electrical technicians, the artisans who are self-employed instead of working for someone else. The reality is that the corporate world is quite vicious and brutal. They'll only employ the minimum that legislation says they need to, because the legislation says they should employ 2% of their workforce as persons with disabilities, and they always strive just to get 2%. And most of them, if you look at the statistics released by the Department of Labor every year, you realize that they are all not meeting even the minimum requirement of 2%. They are all coming at 1%. The highest will be 1.5%. So that's why someone like Zakhele is very critical in trying to change the landscape, to say we need to do things in such a way that we accommodate people with disabilities. Because, like you always say, our disabilities shouldn't define us. Someone should look at me and look at what I'm capable of doing before they can say, by the way,
please wait,
Saul is disabled.
Yeah. Zakhele, are you still with us?
Yes, sir. I'm here.
Did you also, you know, what motivated you to go into business? Was it the difficulty of a job or finding a job, or was it something that you've always wanted to do?
So it's basically something that I've always wanted to do. As I've mentioned earlier, that I've been in recruitment for the past 15 years.
Yeah.
And back then, it was basically focusing on youth development programs. And it was so good for me to place these young people out of school who cannot proceed and complete their tertiary qualification. So the ones with matric, it was really, really good to basically go there, place them, and to see them 2 years later being team leaders and managers. It was so fulfilling. But I'm going to be honest with you, Tadi. So I really got bored at some point. You know, it was becoming monotonous, and I wanted to do something different. I wanted to do something more. And my incident took place, and for me, it was just the right thing to do. That, you know what, with my experience, I'm just going to focus on people with disabilities. But just touching on what Oprah Sol was saying about the 2%. We all remember back in 2017, we call it the May Day, when the government changed the gazette from 2% of people with disability in corporate SA, and then they increased that quota to 7%. You can imagine that it basically became drama. It was just drama like no one's business, because now companies were so scared to get fined, because they also, government also implemented fines. So what they were doing, they were just employing. First of all, employing, but they did not understand exactly what is this monster we are dealing with, which is placing people with disability in a workplace. We've had stories that, you know, some of the people that were placed, they were placed in warehouses, picking up boxes. These are the challenges that we are facing as an industry, which is something that we really need to change. And we're hoping that the government is also going to basically intervene in this, in such things. So on my side, as Modern Centric, I started this basically to create change. So when I went into businesses, I came in with a model that will basically be able to accommodate business to facilitate this process of recruiting people with disability, which is making sure that, you know, before you recruit, have you first look at your building? Let's first look at your building exactly. Can you be able to accommodate a person who's partially impaired? Can you be able to accommodate a person who's blind? Are you able to accommodate a person who's on a wheelchair? How are your ramps? Are your ramps deep enough? Or are you, sorry, please pardon me for that. Are your ramps deep, or are your ramps in okay for person to basically to maneuver? So those are the things that should not we really look at before we do recruitment. So we'll go into companies, you know, look at their universal access, accessibility. Once we've done that, we provide the report to our clients to say, okay, cool. From the report and from the findings that we have done, you as a client you'll be able to place such person with disability, that person with disability, and other person with disability. So once that process is done, it's a normal recruitment process as normal. We submit CVs, of which our CVs stipulate the nature of disability and how the person can be reasonably accommodated. We arrange interviews, and then the final selection and the offers are made. But before the person starts, we go into companies to do what we call a sensitization. To say, okay, cool, in this department in HR, we've got Zakele who's starting. Zakele's got this nature of disability. Please do not mind if Zak goes to the bathroom every 30 seconds. It's not that Zak is getting any special treatment. It's because Zakele needs to be accommodated in this nature. I find this model really, really working good for so many clients, purely for one reason. I'm going to touch on our communities, you know, our Black communities. As a parent, you know, with a child with disability, what do we normally do? We tend to hide our kids in the back room because now we feel like, you know, it's a sin to God. I must have done something. So now imagine the child just been hidden for so many years behind closed doors, and now you have to take the child and introduce to the world of work. The child does not just have confidence.
Absolutely.
The child is not exposed to people. So you're basically setting this person up for failure. So what we do as a company as well, we also make sure that, you know, before we introduce these people to work, we also do what you call work readiness programs to make sure that, you know, you are ready for the work of world. We also work on your self-confidence as well to make sure that, you know, when you start work, at least you are able to be included, you know, when you talk about inclusion. Put it that way.
Good stuff. So, Brasol, before we wrap up, Arnold has been holding on for quite a while. Arnold, good evening.
Good evening, TK. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I can't complain much, man. Firstly, let me appreciate your visit to Zakele,
yes,
because he's touching on most important things. I've got a complaint, though. It's like I raised, I think, 2 weeks ago, regarding you and Brasol, Rebecca, for the suggestion. Yeah, we're on this disability sector. Usually the focus are more, I think, people by long haul. All the guests, since they follow up Brasol from day one, hardly the more. Guests to the more. It's either they are on wheelchairs or on crunches. I'm not sure if I've missed it, but I've never heard of a guest who's visually challenged. So
no, I'm glad you are raising it with Brasoli here, because we were supposed to speak at some point with a medical doctor who's doing very well, who's visually impaired. But anyway, Brasoli is listening,
Yeah, and then lastly, yeah, the Kokopane Zakhele, maybe I share his details. So Brasoli was like, I'm contacted after his first show.
No, that's
yeah,
fine.
And he promised to come back to me, even make a feature. But as anger, that's why it's just a small complaint.
No, it's okay.
Level all different kinds of disabilities. Okay. Look, for example, last one thing. Okay, for example, somebody who phoned me or disabled, I will like the mask. But he didn't want him to go into detail on that one.
No.
So level of disability in general.
Ranald, you've made your point.
Yeah.
It's a brilliant point.
In fact, just to add on what he's saying, in fact, in January, I've just employed a PA who is partially sighted. I don't want to say partially blind.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you one interesting story. 2 weeks ago, I dropped my ring in the office in the CBD, and I was waking from Santen the next morning. I called him. I said, hey, please look for my ring. I didn't know where I dropped it. And he didn't find it. And then yesterday I went back to my office with someone who's not wearing glasses like me. And she spotted the ring on the floor. And I called him and we were just laughing. Then I said, by the way, you are partially sighted. That's why there was no way that you could see.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we just laughed. It was a joke. Yeah.
Yeah.
But before we close, we shouldn't underestimate the award that Zakhele has just won. It's offered by Black Business Quarterly. It's a prestigious magazine targeted at your top-end business people.
Mm.
If you look at the people who have won this award before, they are luminaries in the business circle. And I'm so happy that Zakhele managed to clinch the Entrepreneur of the Year award. It's a big deal. Because if you look at people who have won it before, they are serious business people.
Good stuff. Zakhele, the caller also asked for your contact details so that they can interact as well. How do they do it?
Oh, definitely. They can get hold of me at 010.
010.
003-7864. Or they can get hold of me. Sorry, they can send an email to Zakhele, Z-A-K.
Zakhele, I've got it.
Okay, at moderncentric.co.za.
Moderncentric.
Yes.
.co.za. Brasol, thank you, my brother. Thanks a lot. Zakhele,
okay,
thank you, and
so
keep going.
Yeah. Thank you, my bro.
Thank you very much. That's Brasol there with Zakhele Mkopozi there speaking to us.
You've been listening to a Power 98.7 podcast. For more podcasts, visit power987.co.za or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.